This is an interview with Mr. Lloyd Carter by Julie DeCivio for the Youngstown State University Oral History Program at 1045 Road. Okay, first of all, Mr. Carter, we would like a bit of background information on you. Would you tell us a little bit about your parents, your family, something about your childhood and your schooling?
Well, I was born in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, May 20th, 1908. My parents were James B. and Rossie C. Carter. My father was a state employee, a conservation warden with the state of Wisconsin, and resided in the town where I was born. I attended the country school through the sixth grade at Campion, Wisconsin, and we moved into the city of Rice Lake, which was only 5-6 miles away. And I finished up my grade school and had 2 years of high school in the schooling system at Rice Lake. Most of my childhood was up until I was 17 years of age was spent on a farm, the farming area where I would work on a farm during the summer. We moved to, after moving to town, I had summer jobs, one of them notably being on the Soo Line Railroad in Duluth, Minnesota, where I worked during the summer vacation as a fireman and a brakeman.
Okay, Grandpa, you want to tell us something about your brothers and sisters and what life was like growing up in Wisconsin?
Well, I have an older brother, the older member of the family, Victor, who is now retired from the Northern Pacific Railroad at Ellensburg, Washington. I have a sister next in the family who now lives in Meadville, Pennsylvania.
And her name?
Is Mrs. Jack Sherrod. Okay. I have a brother, Ethan, retired and lives in Erie, PA. And my younger brother, Cyrus, was killed in World War II in Darwin, Australia. Well, I suppose our life as youngsters on a farm was like every other farm kids. We had our chores to do and in the wintertime we had wood to cut. We also participated in winter sports. We did a lot of skiing, skating, which is common in that part of the country. We also had a lot of hunting, and in the summertime, fishing,
okay,
which Wisconsin is noted for.
What was the elementary school like that you attended? Could you give us a description of that?
Well, it was a small school. We probably had 35, 40 students. All 8th grades was in one room, the same teacher. We'd get a different teacher each year, so we had a variety of teachers. And our studies mainly consisted of English, arithmetic, history, and spelling. That was it.
And how long did you go to school?
Out there?
Yes. I mean, what times of the day?
Oh, we would go at 8 o'clock in the morning.
And what time?
And we'd get out at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And incidentally, I lived 1.75 miles from this school, and we walked back and forth to school.
Okay. What about lunches?
We carried our lunch, and we didn't get 30 minutes, as I recall, at lunchtime. Okay.
All right, now after you moved into the city, or into the town, you attended a different school. How did it contrast to the school that you'd attended in the country?
Well, we had additional classes to attend, things that we didn't hear about in the country, such as typing, and we also had shop classes, manual drawing.
Manual training,
and included in that would be our drafting and our shop work. As I recall, we would shop twice a week and drawing three times a week.
Okay. And did you change classes, or did you have one teacher?
Oh, no, we had a different teacher for each class after I went into Iceland.
What was the reason for you never finishing high school?
That's a kind of loaded question. Don't you think? Well, the biggest reason that I didn't finish high school was the fact that my father died or was killed in an automobile accident. And I was one of five kids. And it was to be able to survive.
Okay. When your father died, did you continue living in Wisconsin, or what did your family do at this
point? Yes, we lived there for a couple of years, and then we migrated to Pennsylvania.
Okay. What was the reason that your family chose Pennsylvania?
Well, my mother was originally from Pennsylvania, and she had relatives back here. We thought they would probably contribute more to us if we were here than if we were out there.
Okay, Grandpa. When your family arrived in Pennsylvania, what area did you locate in, and what did the kids do at this point, and what did your mother do?
Mother had a job. Mother worked in the laundry. My two brothers were in school, and my sister. All right, my sister, as I recall, stayed home and took care of the household. The two boys were in school, Ethan and Cy, and I obtained a job in Meadville on the Erie Railroad.
And what year is this?
That was in 1926.
Okay. And how about your older brother, Vic?
My older brother didn't come to Pennsylvania. He was working at that time on the Chicago Northwestern Railroad as a telegraph operator.
So he stayed in Wisconsin.
Right on.
Okay. What was your first job on the railroad?
My first job on the railroad was a laborer in the mechanical department. And I worked there, my job in the mechanical department paid me 37.5 cents an hour. And if we worked, there was no 40-hour week. We just got paid for the hours we worked, whether it was Saturdays or Sundays or whatever day it was. And I was there for, oh, in the neighborhood of a year and a half. And I transferred to a job at clerking.
And is this in Meadville also?
No. I took a job at Cambridge Springs. And stayed at Cambridge Springs on this clerk job until 1928.
And how much
wait
did
a minute,
you make?
Wait a minute. I went there in 28. Got that on. I stayed on that job in Cambridge Springs until 1932.
And how much did you make at this job?
Oh, boy, I got $100, $120 a month.
And was that a guaranteed 40-hour-a-week job?
That was guaranteed 7 days a week. And we were in the throes of the Depression, or coming into it, and they were cutting jobs, and I got bumped out. Cambridge Springs, and I took a job in quarry clerking. And that was a big increase. I got 140 there.
Now, are you married at this point, Grandpa, or are you still single?
I was married in 28. Now, you go ahead and ask the questions then.
Okay.